Passing the Cranberry Test. At this point, most books on linguistics march you straight from phonology to long lessons on morphology, from a language's system of sounds, which mean nothing in themselves, to the way they work to communicate meaning. Here we'll limit ourselves to introducing morphology by way of some facts about the phrase cranberry linguist. But first, a word about our new word, morphology. Morphology comes from the Greek noun meaning form, the same root word that we find in metamorphosis, change of form, morphogenesis, structural changes in the evolution and development of an organism, and even Morpheus, in Greek mythology, the god of sleep, so called because of the forms or shapes that he calls up in dreams. Linguists are not the only group of specialists to use the term morphology. For scholars in other disciplines, it refers to the study of form and structure of plants, animals, human bones, continents, etc. In linguistics, it means the study of the smallest forms that carry meaning. These forms are called morphemes. They do not have to be words. They can be part of a word, as long as that part gives some meaning. In is a morpheme and a word. Direct is a morpheme and a word. Indirect is two morphemes but only one word. The in, at the beginning of indirect, carrying the meaning of not, is not the morpheme word in, opposite of out. Think about the difference between indirect communication and indirect communication. We can think of morphology as the part of linguistics that links phonology, the study of the functional sounds of a language, and syntax, the study of arrangements of meaningful forms, by identifying those meaningful forms. Now for that cranberry linguist. This is actually a term of contempt among linguists for one of their number who studies nothing more important than the morphology of cranberry and the question of where the cran in cranberry comes from. It is a variation on crane, one explanation being that cranberries typically grow in marshy land of the kind cranes favor for nesting. Not all linguists, cranberry and non-cranberry alike, favor this hypothesis. It has also been suggested that the pilgrims called the fruit craneberry because its arching blossoms suggested the shape of the bird. So disagreement is over the motivation for crane, rather than the crane-cran alternation, which is typical of a substantial number of pairs of related words. Sane-sanity, urbane-urbanity, profane-profanity, etc. Before cranberry was imported into British English from America, both plant and fruit were known in England as marshwort, fenwort, fenberry, marshberry, and mossberry. In German, Swedish, Danish, and other continental languages, the term for cranberry is a compound word and a direct translation of craneberry.